Hi, everybody. I'm here today with Amy Patterson, who is a health navigator. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you. So tell me a little bit about your background, because it's super interesting how you got to be a navigator.
Well, Charlotte, first of all, as you well know, I have a background as a physician assistant, which I've been practicing for about 22 years. I graduated from Emory University Physician Assistant Program in the mid-90s and went into internal medicine, which I practiced for probably about 12 years. And I ultimately then transferred into the sports medicine field, where I did optimization for patients going in through joint surgeries, helping to make sure that we would optimize them for the best possible outcomes of their surgeries. And then I most currently am working in obesity medicine. In the process of those 20 plus years of practicing, I spent a lot of time basically answering questions, talking into friends, family, people with medical questions. What do I do? I've got this new diagnosis. What do you think I should do for this? What do you know about this medication? And I decided that I really thought there was a need for somebody outside of the more formal medical practice, but really to be there one-on-one with patients who leave their doctor's office with still questions unanswered. Mm-hmm. And that ultimately led me down the path of researching advocacy and health navigation.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, and I love that because I think in today's time, there are so many people looking and being exhausted by trying to research and find different solutions for their health and more health problems as we sit in a pandemic. Right. So tell me a little bit about what that means to be a health navigator and what that looks like for you.
Sure. As a health navigator, I like to bring in the whole part about health literacy. I think that when you look at our population as a whole and understanding what health literacy is, which is really the understanding of the medical terminology and what it is with our diagnoses, our medications, our test results. And I think that most patients do not grasp that language. It's a whole new language, really, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And if I can break that down for a patient and educate them in health literacy, then I can help start to teach them how to navigate their own health with me alongside them. Ultimately, I think there's that navigation piece with what does this mean? What does the diagnosis mean? What do the results mean? What do I do with this? And helping guide somebody through that question period. And then the advocacy piece is, okay, now I understand what I'm dealing with, but I have all these questions and I don't know how to ask them. How do I get the help that I need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the advocacy piece is huge, again, in our healthcare system, of knowing the appropriate questions to ask. And what better than your background as a PA to have someone as a resource to be able to call you and say, okay, I am trying to figure this out with my health, and you're able to read some of that test work for them as well, which is just the bonus. Because I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, and you could tell me because I know you're part of a lot of the groups, but I don't believe that all advocates or navigators have a medical background, correct?
Well, that is actually true. I think it's an unusually diverse group of people that do become health advocates. Some of them are nurses. Some of them are advocates for the insurance background. Some of them are MDs. Actually, a lot of my colleagues right now that I've got to know are MDs who have left formal practices, whether it's anesthesia, medicine, or the like, and gone into health advocacy as well. So I think that you do get a broad background of individuals. There's mm-hmm. another individual who was actually a patient, and he had an unusual diagnosis that was missed and really could have used an advocate, and he started his own group of advocates. So I think it does draw from a diverse background, but all with the need to really be there for patients at a time where they're scared, they're confused, and they need help. They need somebody to advocate for them.
Yep. So tell me what that would look like if you were to help a client, and I'm sure in different scenarios. So maybe give us a couple examples of that.
Yeah, sure. So typically what I like to do is do about a 15, 20 minute complimentary telephone call with a potential client who usually finds me through one of our, either the national website of healthcare advocates or the Massachusetts healthcare advocates or the Great Old National Advocates. Those are several organizations of which I'm a member. And you people will inquire based upon where you geographically are located. And then I'll respond to an email that they've called, you know, sent to me or a phone call. We do a 15, 20 minute complimentary call just to understand what their needs are as a client and whether or not I may or may not be a good fit for them. Assuming I am a good fit, usually we'll then proceed with just some business items like HIPAA forms to sign or a contract to sign. And then we sort of take it from there and assess what's the plan of action that needs to be taken. And I can do that face-to-face, which we aren't doing currently during this time, but also virtually or via a telephone call. Sometimes people have short questions. They need an hour and two, just advice over the phone. And other times a patient may need to really have you meet with them in person, go to appointments with them, and that face-to-face interaction can be very a very valuable supplement or complement to their healthcare.
So is there a certain niche within this of working as a navigator advocate that you would be, you know, that you're sort of most interested in? Is it, you know, people struggling with health issues, frustrated with the system? Are you seeing more women than men? Just curious about that.
Yeah. I would say that my niche is still, you know, general internal medicine. I do have some experience, obviously, in orthopedics, which I mentioned to you earlier on. And that was, again, an internal medicine-based approach to optimizing the patient in the orthopedic setting. So I think that sort of blends a couple different fields together. I've been able to help. I had a recent client call me. It was just a short, client interaction with that particular woman who had a husband who had an orthopedic injury and also had some pretty long-standing, complicated health issues. Mm-hmm. So I was able to take my knowledge of orthopedics plus medicine and then just general practice. Like, what are the questions that you ask? How do you get your husband who had a fall but had some really serious health issues from the past and get him out of the hospital and get him home safe during this crisis that we're in, for example? Right. So I think it's sort of, you kind of blend a lot of different areas of expertise, and you don't have to necessarily have a niche. There are those who are healthcare advocates for cancer patients specifically. Right. And that doesn't mean that I could do that or couldn't do that. I certainly could, but there are advocates that really do hone in a certain area. But I'm sort of a generalist, I would say.
Yeah, well, there's definitely enough going on in the world that being a generalist is very appropriate. And I know, having gone through quite a bit of health issues in my own family and having my mother in and out of the hospital, I would often say, even though I was very capable of researching and gathering information, when you're in situations like that with the emotion piece, it would be really nice to have someone that's helping you to make some of those decisions, whether, you know, where are they going for rehab, you know, and just having those conversations with the doctor and being emotional to have a navigator to be able to help would be well worth all of it. So super appreciative for what you do.
Great.
So tell me a little bit, sort of fun question. What do you think your secret sauce and what you bring to the table that makes it sort of like, all right, this differentiates me from other people?
Right. Well, so I sort of think that, first of all, I think I'm pretty intuitive. I'm very empathic, which I think I bring a lot to the table in that I can relate to my clients in the physician assistant role. I really relate as a provider to the patient. So I sort of take that connection piece of it and I really can understand what their needs are. And then I like to sort of just distill it right down into really what is it that you really are looking for and how can I help you? So I bring my navigation piece. I'm an incredible researcher. I can access information. I know what I'm looking for. I know how to find it. I'm resourceful. Mm-hmm. And then sort of educating along the way and empowering my patients to really become better self-advocates down the road for them. So in the process of helping them, I'm hoping that I can also educate them, learning how to ask the right questions, mm-hmm. How to think ahead and, you know, anticipate those types of questions, which, as you know, we often leave an appointment and they go, oh gosh, I didn't even think to ask, what is this? Or, The time has passed. I mean, you can't like pick up the phone and easily access your provider. So I like to couple, you know, my approach with, you know, the navigational piece of it, the health literacy, as I mentioned to you, educating patients about the medical terminology or a diagnosis. What, for example, diabetes, you would be surprised at how many people do not understand diabetes. Mm-hmm. A real common ailment in our society today. So if somebody is empowered, educated, they not only become a better patient, they can improve their health and have a better outcome.
Yep. That's great. I love that. Yeah. So Amy, thanks so much for spending some time with us today to chat a little bit about what you do. We hope to see you in person soon.
Yes, absolutely, Charlotte. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Okay.